Dan, what'd you say the temperature was outside?
63.
It's 23 in here.
I saw you put your cardigan sweater on there.
Oh, we just both put sweatshirts on.
Cardigan, really?
Nice T-Swift mention. I appreciate it.
Gonna put your scarf on, too?
Got an email from...
little hand muff.
From...
Whoa. What'd you just say?
Whatever happened to the hand muff? We need to talk about that. That was a staple of Americana for decades. And then all of a sudden, what, in the 30s or 40s? No, it would have been after the 40s, probably in the 50s.
Well, it went out of style. Yeah, people weren't dressing as fancy. But you know who still uses the hand muff?
Yeah, Mahomes.
Quarterbacks, that's right.
Well, they're not. They still sell hand muffs.
I have a heated electric pouch.
Can we get a new name?
And inside
What's
the pouch is a bar. Well, because the muff was furry. These are waterproof. Okay. And you put your hand inside. There's a bar inside, and the bar is heated, and there's an electronic component. It's all warm in there.
Obviously, Scott and I are too childish to entertain this conversation.
You know,
they have started selling these commercially for golfers. And you flip it around on your butt side when you're not using it. And you flip it around.
Right around the front.
You know what? It's like a fanny pack.
Yeah.
It's like a fanny pack for your hands. Put your hands in there, and it's all toasty.
We could call it a hand muff.
Yes.
Okay.
It's perfect for Chiefs games. Oh, my God. I love that thing.
I'm just going to sit this one out. You guys just keep talking amongst yourselves.
Okay.
There's a lot of people who don't have pockets. We typically wear pants and shorts, et cetera, that have pockets. Many women wear things that don't have pockets. So having a hand muff was part of a fashion, you know, and a place to put your hands to keep them warm.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
I do love the electric hand warmers. Those things are awesome.
I have two sets. They're shaped like a computer mouse.
Yeah.
I have two sets of those for
Super
Chiefs
cool.
games. And then
two
I
sets,
have the...
which means you have four?
Yeah. Well, you can't warm up your left hand, not your right hand.
You said you have two sets.
Yeah, they come in pairs.
Because
guess what? You have hands. There's two of them.
Okay. Do you have four hands?
No.
You did just say you have two sets.
I have two sets of two. Four.
Why do you have four?
Well, because I buy things in pairs so the kids can have a pair if we go to the Chiefs game or whatever.
They have pockets.
No. Do you not remember the Chiefs game last year where they had to remove the man's nipples because they froze off his body?
I don't think it was just his nipples.
People went out and drank and acted a fool.
Oh, but that game was so much fun.
I took the hand warmers
I wouldn't have gone. If I had tickets to that game, I wouldn't have gone.
Imagine the surgeon that was called in for that.
Hang on, I got two ears, but I can only hear one voice at a time.
What? No, but oddly, you have two hands and I have four hand warmers. How does that not make sense to you?
You don't make sense to me. I mean, I have two hands. I only need one set of hand warmers.
When was the last time you went to a Chiefs game completely by yourself? Because that would be weird.
I don't feel responsible for ensuring the warmth of my guest. You're an adult. Dress yourself.
A muff in good condition.
A what?
A muff in good condition can go for strangely high prices.
That's true.
All right.
Internet shop, maybe.
I have confirmed with police, this is an update to a story that we covered in the 3 o'clock hour before this show completely went off the rails, that police have taken a report on the incident in Tonganoxie involving what appears to be a child roaming around with either a real or fake knife, wearing a box on his head, scaring the daylights out of everyone. They thanked us for our coverage, said they would keep us posted. They are looking into it. They are aware of the reports. Mm. They don't know yet if a crime was committed.
Okay. Interesting.
I said, please let us know when you figure that out. We will let everyone know. Either way, if that was my kid, I would be furious.
There aren't enough wooden spoons to break on their bottom.
Pretty sure you can't spank anymore with an instrument.
Well, what the cops don't know, the cops don't know.
Oh, my gosh. You did not just say that.
You certainly can't do it with a closed fist.
Wow. Thank you, Sam.
As long as we're naming things we can't do anymore.
Wow.
Not that I want to.
You said instruments, like a trombone.
No, yes.
A story here from CBS News. It has been decades since Australia's thylacine, a.k.a. the Tasmanian devil, was declared extinct. But scientists say they have made a breakthrough as they research ways to bring back the Tasmanian tiger.
Read the first sentence again, please.
It has been decades since Australia's thylacine, and I said Tasmanian devil. I meant to say Tasmanian tiger.
What does thylacine, what does that mean?
That's the actual name of the animal.
Spell it.
Thylacine.
Thylacine, yep.
Go back and play that. That sounded like you said Australia's thylacine, meaning there's some pop culture thing in Australia where they don't have thighs.
Tell me more about the show going off the rails earlier, because it continues.
Say it again.
Thylacine.
No, that's not how you said it. You said Australia's thylacine. And I thought,
literally,
what in the Sam Hill are you talking about?
She's the enunciation police.
Sam?
You have become the enunciation police.
Thank you, Sam.
I thought she corrected me earlier. What is a thylacine?
She corrected me yesterday because I said porter you know potty. What?
Those Australians do not like thighs.
You have become a little stringent on enunciation. Thylacine.
Dan? Yes, thylacine.
Play it again. Thylacine.
Thylacine.
Oh, thylacine. I mispronounced
it. I'm not. I would not have known how to pronounce that. I'm just saying, as you were reading it, there was a reason. I said, what did you just say? Continue on.
Now,
I'm going to let you read now that Sam
were still talking about something else when he said thylacine, which might be why you didn't.
Are you trying to say to me you have heard the term thylacine or
thylacine?
Yes, it sounds like you're saying in Australia
thylacine.
There's a thylacine.
I had never used the word before.
Nor have I. Thus, I asked you because I thought if I'm confused, you know, everyone in their cars are going, did he just say Australia has a thylacine?
Can I move on in the story?
I'm going to hit the brakes.
It would be
Dan,
odd.
Dan, yeah. I'm going to hit the brakes. Everybody,
he is the producer.
Back to your corners. The train is back on the tracks.
Thylacine.
Okay.
Can I continue?
Please. Yes.
Does anybody want me to now?
I would love, for the love of God, to start reading the story.
It has been decades since Australia lost its thylacine. Thylacine. But women want their thighs back.
I would.
Known as the Tasmanian tiger, it was declared extinct, and scientists say they've made a breakthrough as they research ways to bring back the animal. Colossal Biosciences, in a press release late last week, said it reconstructed thylacine genome in about 99.9% complete, with 45 gaps that they say will work. They will work to close through additional sequencing in the coming months.
Okay.
Can we stop trying to bring things back to life that have gone extinct?
This is Jurassic Park.
There's an entire series of movies about this, and it didn't work out.
By the way, the Tasmanian devil does not look like it looks in the cartoons in real life.
Well, that's a Tasmanian tiger. The Tasmanian devil, I think, might be something different.
It is a different animal.
Do they have thighs?
No, nobody in Australia does. Thylacine. Australia gave up its thighs years and years ago. Nobody needed them anymore.
Quite the scene.
It's strong.
Oh yeah. My, what is happening?
They literally...
You ever go down under?
They just have...
Whoa!
They go thylas.
All right.
Quite a scene.
Dana Wright.
What a scene.
I'm trying to inform...
You were trying to pronounce something that no one in the world has ever heard of, except maybe our one listener from Australia.
Thylas.
Scene.
They have short, stubby legs over there.
We're going to come back. We're going to...
Because they don't have thighs. They just starts at the knee.
We're going to talk about Prairie Village.
The fact that
they are not allowed to have Airbnbs anymore.
They're airless, B&B-less scene.
All right. I can't anymore with you guys.